Eureka John, and you're at Eureka Street Crypto, broadcasting live from Leander, Texas. It is January 19th, 2022 at 8:01 in the morning. Yeah, I'm getting off to a later start today. It's Wednesday. I'm working from home, so I don't have my hour and 15 minute commute down to the old factory. Slept in a little later today, got the kid to school, went to a grocery store, got some donuts and the kombucha, and I'm ready to roll. I have an entire inbox full of stuff with both my work and podcast work and DAO work. So yeah, man, I'm hitting the ground and running this morning. Never slowed me down. Let me take off this flannel, man. It's getting kind of hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Actually, you don't want to see me do that, trust me. Yeah, this is my morning show, and hopefully this is the part of your routine, part of your everyday morning. If it's not, go ahead and subscribe on YouTube. But I actually recommend the Spotify version or Apple Podcasts or whatever you listen on, Google Play, Amazon, Pandora even. Do people still listen to Pandora? I remember when Pandora first came out in like 2005. I was living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn at the time, and Pandora was this brand new, like, you know, radio station online. And that gave me the idea to want to form my own internet radio, which I did starting back in about 2004, 2005. I bought a couple turntables and figured out a way to configure an internet connection and an RSS feed and everything like that to the internet. So I streamed my internet radio live. And then I moved down to Austin and I moved that radio station down there. It's called Brand Name Radio. And then I bought I went to Free Radio Berkeley, actually, and I built a J-Pole FM transmitter, and I was on 94.1 FM in South Austin and had a pirate radio out of my house along with the internet radio. And I had a whole lot of fun with that, and I made it mobile, and I would take the whole computer setup to skateboard ramps and broadcast live from skate sessions and stuff like that. That was real fun, man. Those were the days. But then, you know, I just, you know, it started costing me quite a bit of money. Because BMI, SESAC, and ASCAP and all those royalty agencies, you had to like buy the licensing to play crap like U2 and Metallica, even though I wasn't playing anything like U2 and Metallica. So I had to pay the piper. Austin Chronicle even wrote an article about it. Eventually, you know, I just started diving into my own issues and stuff like that. And then the radio just kind of just crumbled to pieces. And I didn't do anything for about 10 years. And here I am now broadcasting live once again on Eureka Street Crypto. And this is kind of my old resurrection. I've always been this type of person to do this type of stuff. Even in high school, I had an underground newspaper, called it the Blunt Bureau, and where we just aired our grievances about the entire educational system. So, yeah. Oh, man. You're always going to be one way, you know. Some things may change a little bit, but, you know, you'll always have certain tendencies that you kind of gravitate towards. And mine is like free expression, I guess. So let's move on over here to this is not financial advice. This is not technical analysis. It's not educational material. Nothing on this channel is. It's just pure morning show entertainment. As you can tell, I'm probably influenced a lot by Shock Jock morning radio and, you know, stuff like that. Let's go to CoinGecko here. I use CoinGecko instead of CoinMarketCap or CoinPaprika or CoinCodex or anything like that, because I just like CoinGecko because I think it's a cute little logo. And that's really the only rationale behind it, honestly. So let's see where we are. Right now, I'm sure we'll start seeing a lot of social media influencers start dropping off. You know, things didn't quite turn out the way that they were predicting. You know, all the technical analysis people with all their little graphs and everything like that. It's not quite working out the way that they might have predicted. I know that everybody and their dog was saying, you know, oh, well, Bitcoin's definitely going to hit 75,000 by the end of 2021. Didn't happen. So, you know, that's why I don't make predictions. And that's why I don't get in that business of trying to to flip the old flop and flop the old flip and sit here and stir the stick in the poop and try to see which way the wind's going to go. No, I don't do that. I just kind of just look at what's going on in some cryptos, look at some cool projects, see what's happening, just find fun stuff. So anyway, Bitcoin's at $42,221.03. Ethereum is at $3,130.57. I don't know what's going to happen to them. I think that Bitcoin and Ethereum, are going to be just fine, through all this. But that's just like my opinion, man. So Binance Coin at $466.47. Tether and USDC right next to each other in the stablecoin land, kicking Cardano down a notch. Apparently, there's some kind of like mini decks or something coming out on Cardano. I don't know what happened to Sunday Swap either. I don't know if all that made it out of testnet land and actually made it to mainnet Cardano or not. Cardano's had a kind of a reputation for, having all these, we're gonna, and, kind of have yet to see some of these things happen. So, let's see here. Solana, 137.06, XRP at 74 cents. Terra, 79.70, up 8.3 in the past 7 days. Polkadot, 84.32. And the Dogecoin at number 11 at 16 cents, up 7.7% in the past 7 days. Avalanche down 5.6 in the past 7 days at 84.55. And the Shibs, some weird number, 0.00002787, below zero or whatever, at up 0.6% in the past 7 days. So it hasn't really done much. Polygon down 10.6 after a run up at 210. And let's just see down here. Where I want to see where Chainlink is down to 22.12, down 17.4% in the past 7 days. And where's my old Theta network at 445, up 8.7%. So I wonder if Theta Network's received any good news. Anyway, that's kind of where the market sits. Like I said, I imagine a lot of social media influencers are sitting there trying to predict the price. They might be dropping away, might be getting a little discouraged and bored with the whole crypto world, and that's fine. I describe myself as a futurist in my Twitter profile, and I'm not like a futurist in the sense that I want like humans and machines to integrate. But I love new technology, and I love, I always wanted flying cars. I don't know what happened to flying cars. I want my money back, we figured, I remember in middle school, it was like 1989 or something like that. And I was like, man, by the year 2000, there's going to be flying cars. And there is technically flying cars, I guess. But it's not in the way that we would have imagined it, like these little chrome bullet looking devices, flying through the air and stuff like that. And, the Fifth Element, with all the, the flying cars everywhere. Yeah. No multipass for us, Yeah, that's what happens when I sleep in a little bit. So, all right. So Cointelegraph, Rachel Wolfson, she wrote an article called AI Generative Art Predicted to Be the Next Trend for the NFT Sector. So I pick out articles that I like to read on and focus on for a show. It is a morning show, so I don't exactly like dive deep into anything. It's just, I just find something interesting to talk about in the morning. AI generative art predicted to be the next trend for the NFT sector. I thought that CryptoPunk was AI generative art, and a lot of these 10,000 projects. And what I mean by that is a lot of these NFT projects like CryptoPunks and Bored Apes and stuff like that. They have a picture set up, and then they have all these like one main subject, like a CryptoPunk. But then the NFT would have all these little attributes. So the NFT itself is an ERC-721 token. And then all the little attributes, like the little cigarette or some sunglasses that you can add on to it, or a hat or whatever, those are ERC-998 tokens. And those are like little nested NFTs within NFTs. So there's been kind of an algorithmically generated NFT craze, and that's kind of how CryptoPunk started. There was only 10,000 that there will ever be. And it uses this kind of mix of all these different, the base NFT, the naked NFT, then all the attributes and stuff like that, all the ERC 998s. And So each one of those 10,000 NFTs is unique. Okay, that's one way that AI can generate your art. This appears to be a little bit different. All right, so I'll read some of this article. NFT art created by AI algorithms brings new meanings to non-fungible tokens, but can artificial intelligence be trusted to produce a new genre of art? Let's explore this. So sales of non-fungible tokens or NFTs reached $25 billion in 2021, demonstrating that the sector is one of the most sought after markets in crypto. Art NFTs in particular made a big impact last year, with Christie's reporting over $90 million in non-fungible token sales, $93 million in non-fungible token sales during its fourth Art Plus Tech Summit that took place this past August. And those are just the NFTs that made it to Christie's. You know, that's like the rich person art gallery, art auction and stuff like that. There's millions. I mean, I don't know about, man, there's a lot of NFTs that did not make it to Christie's, including I've minted a couple NFTs. You know, I got a couple NFTs that I made for sale on my little OpenSea account. And I'm not sitting here trying to pitch you to go buy my NFTs, you know, either for some god awful, ridiculous price of like 0.26 Ethereum or something. But, you know, I wanted to play around. So if I did it, you can imagine there's a lot of people on top of that $93 million that have bought NFTs. So I'm not going to buy my NFTs off Christie's, that's for sure, or Sotheby's or whatever. So while notable, much of the crypto art scene appears to be dominated by cartoons and memes, as projects like CryptoPunks and Bored 8 Yacht Club have taken center stage. And as I said, you know, the CryptoPunks and Bored 8 Yacht Clubs are along that category of the 10,000 with the base ERC 721 NFT and then all the ERC 998 attributes written into those. So although those projects are some of the most successful to date, a new subset of NFTs is emerging based on advanced technologies and the human imagination. So known as AI generative NFTs, these non-fungible tokens are becoming increasingly popular within the art community. Along with those interested in emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, blockchain, and the metaverse. Known as AI generative NFTs, these non-fungible tokens are becoming increasingly popular within the art community, along with those interested in emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, blockchain, and the metaverse. In order to create AI generative NFTs, one would typically use generative adversarial networks, or GANs. So GANs is what those are. It's the acronym, generative adversarial networks. These algorithms that leverage computers These are algorithms that leverage computers to use data to train models to produce machine-made images resembling art. So does that resemble art to the computer, or does that resemble art to us? You know, are they making it to make art that something that we would recognize as art, or does the computer recognize it as art? That's kind of one of my questions that immediately comes to mind. So Claire Silver, an AI collaborative artist, told Cointelegraph that AI generative art is a relatively new genre, noting that the basic principle is that art is created in tandem with some semblance of artificial intelligence like GAN, generative adversarial networks. There are code heavy options and completely code free tools that anyone can work with. She uses the latter in her work. Being able to work with AI to bring your ideas to life is an experience like no other. It augments creativity in a way that feels like freedom, a type of play you haven't experienced since you were a child. And I don't know if you've ever messed with like JavaScript and like the old Flash action script and stuff like that. And you made, you know, like some code art, with using algorithms and stuff. I've done that in the past. And, it's pretty. You can make some really pretty stuff. But that is programmed art. It's not generated code by the computer. So there's a difference between like, you know, JavaScript art and then something that is AI generated to where the computer creates its own code. So in order to create AI generative NFTs, Silver explained that she leverages a text to art generator called Eponym, or I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm assuming it's Eponym. And developed by the AI generated art company Art AI, the Eponym tool allows users to create art based on their text of choice and then mint these creations directly to the largest NFT marketplace, OpenSea. So let's see here. Here's one titled Cassandra Ex Machina. So it's Cassandra from the machine. So Eyal Fisher, co-founder of Art AI, told Telegraph, the Cointelegraph, that eponym allows for any phrase to be transformed into a unique NFT art piece that will forever be etched onto the Ethereum blockchain as a visual representation. I mean, am I 12 or the first thing that my mind goes to is the word turd bucket? You know, I think that would be really interesting to see how a computer interprets the word turd and bucket and then decides to make some hoity-toity art out of it. Bitcoin explained that eponym was built on algorithms for personalized generated art that lets people create art by interacting with a computer. Eponym is a collaborative NFT project. Users access it by coming to the website and typing any phrase or word into a text box. The AI then generates artwork based on the text entered. Turd bucket. Fisher did not add turd bucket. That each text prompt can only be generated once. There is only one eponym called Bitcoin, he said. So they did one called Bitcoin. And this is what Bitcoin looks like to a computer. It's just a bunch of little circles with two kind of weird little cartoony eyes in the middle. It kind of looks like somebody had taken caramel or some kind of mustard and just kind of swirled it around on a dinner plate, you know, and then put two little eyes in the middle for those of you who are listening on the Spotify or the audio version. So that's what it looks like. It looks like somebody got a little creative with dinner. Although AI generative art is a fairly new concept, Fisher shared that the first Eponym project sold out overnight on OpenSea, making it one of the largest collaborative art projects created by 3,500 different artists. This is an experiment in decentralizing art. People who own Eponyms are creators of that art and want to curate it, he said. There seems to be a lot of movements and ideas in the crypto space and the DAO space and everything like that for decentralization. So people are exploring the collective side and the collective nature of human intelligence and trying to apply that to machine intelligence as well. Collectivity is good, you know. We are not bees. And that's one thing that I have an issue with. And when I'm working with DAOs and stuff like that, collectivity is slow. And, it eliminates a lot of times, very, very creative individualistic ideas. Collectivism is one side of the token, but individualism is another side of a token. And, you know, I can start going deep down the philosophical rabbit hole about all this. I'm kind of an individualist, you know, and I like to get stuff done. And, you know, a lot of times you find yourself at the risk of being a dictator to get stuff done. But, there's some beauty in individualism. So a lot of times I see a lot of this stuff and I don't want to forget the individualism and all of it. But anyway, I digress. While Eponym lets users create their own art NFTs, Metascapes is another project that was developed by three photographers looking to combine human expression with computer algorithms. Ryan Newburn, one of the photographers behind Metascapes, told Cointelegraph that the project consists of 3,333 rare AI-generated NFTs based on photographs taken across the world. They really like their threes. Metascapes leverages AI algorithms to create nature-inspired NFTs, according to Newburn. The first Metascapes collection is planned to be minted by the end of this month or early February. So the AI team behind Metascapes, which goes by the name Versus Labs, explained that the artwork in each collection is created by training data to recognize real-world images. So here's a quote. We have images and labels for our photographs, which are called training data. When it's time to generate the output model, we put in a label that tells the model what type of images to put out. For example, ice caves and volcanoes were two categories, and photographers have done work for in the past, but that this wasn't a majority of the input data. So we wanted to make sure that the output contained examples of ice caves and volcanoes. Versus Labs added that Metascapes AI learns as it goes, noting that the generator that outputs data gets better over time since two models of learning are being used in tandem. The generator outputs random noise at the beginning, and the discriminator model tells the generator how to improve the output so it looks more like the training data. The cycle continues, ensuring both models improve over time. Lori Belogorsky, another photographer behind Metascapes, told Cointelegraph that as photographers, the Metascapes team chose to work with AI to generate images because everything related to NFTs and Web3 is about machines, computers, and code. She said, "We decided to collaborate with a machine to create an entirely new world in the metaverse. Everyone now is buying PFP avatars, but in our case, everyone will get a unique piece of land in the metaverse." So who knows what the land in the metaverse is really going to look like once the AI starts getting a hold of it, and how close to actual reality will that be? It's gonna get weird, man. So AI's impacts on artists and NFT collectors. Although AI generated NFTs are still an emerging concept, this model has started to impact both artists and NFT collectors. For instance, digital artist known as Cammy was here told Cointelegraph that working with AI has fundamentally changed the role of the human artist. The human artist needs the algorithm and the algorithm needs the human. So for me, this new role meant data collection, writing code, curation, the inspiration to create a theme, and most of all, coaching an algorithm. The process is dynamic and the outcome collaborative. Interesting, you know, but does the machine actually interpret what you're making as art? That's still a question, you know, or is it just following commands and then creating something? And then we're the ones being like, wow, that's art. In terms of how generative art NFTs differ from other non-fungible tokens, Cammy here explained that each result is fully unique since its birth from an algorithm. Generative art explores the future of a society hardwired with human computer interaction, the artist mentioned. So anyway, can AI be trusted to create meaningful NFTs? So while the potential for AI generative NFTs is apparent, the question of whether or not artificial intelligence can be trusted to generate quality images based on text or photograph remains a concern. As such, Newbern mentioned that Metascapes carefully curates each of their collections. Our AI team has generated tens of thousands of images. Not all these will be showcased in our mints. If we aren't satisfied with the category, we strategize and retest what categories will work with each other. Our AI has learned from multiple tests. But then again, it's still subjective. You know, what one person sits there and categorizes art to another person just looks like a pile of crap, you know? And then maybe even that pile of crap can look like art to somebody else, you know? So, I mean, yeah, for instance, the people that sit there and put stir poop and then tell the future with it, you know, that can be considered artistic, right? It's also important to note that there are different ways to generate AI-based NFTs. For instance, Fisher mentioned that Eponym has two versions of its generator available to the public, one on the company's Discord channel operating as a chatbot, and the other is a private link that contains more complex algorithms capable of creating more advanced images. Cammy was here, further pointed out that some AI art pieces can only take a few minutes to generate while others can take longer. There are free apps now like Wombo that can easily generate images. It's simple for people to create. On the other hand, AI art can also take months to build and train your algorithms, collect input data, and pay for processing power. AI art can also be very resource intensive and personalized. Technology aside, AI generative NFTs are bound to be a disruptive trend moving forward. According to Dr. Alter, AI generated art has already seen huge volumes on OpenSea, noting that the market will continue to grow this year. He mentioned that this will be partially due to the functionality of AI generative art. What is the functionality of AI generative art? In the future, people will be able to own their own AI artist. NFT. So the NFT itself is the artist, the AI artist, which can produce art or use DAO AI to create art together with that AI artist. So the DAO itself could be the AI engine running the art and making the art. Additionally, the rise of the metaverse should prompt the growth of AI-based NFTs. For example, Fisher remarked that Eponym's next project will feature interactive virtual identities where users can take their own portraits to create 3D avatars and animate them using artificial intelligence. So the movements, so the portrait themselves is made from the human, but the actual animation and the movements and the way that the image looks when it's moving, all that is generated by the computer, right? So that's a weird little twist. Users can take their own portraits to create 3D avatars and animate them using artificial intelligence. Our idea is to use AI that will allow for avatars to take different shapes that are compatible in metaverse environments like Sandbox. Sandbox is, you know, coming out with so many different cutting edge stuff that's happening in AI and in an NFT space, land valuation, MGH DAO, the Meta Game Hub DAO. You know, like there's so much stuff going on. Metafi, you know, the metaverse finance, you know, there's so much stuff going on in the metaverse. It's insane. So anyway, let's go take a quick look over here at Eponym before I run out of time. It looks like there's when I searched Eponym, there was two sites that came up. There was art-ai.com, and this is Eponym. View the collections, Generation 1 and Generation 2. Turn words into NFTs. Use a text-to-image generator to create a one-of-a-kind artwork and mint it using the Ethereum network. So how does it work? Connect your MetaMask wallet. Okay. Type in a word or sentence or short text of your choice. Our algorithms will generate unique digital art based on your text. Repeat the process until you are happy with the results and get completely new designs each time you click generate art. Mint your artwork as an NFT. Once you mint your unique creation, no one else will be able to use the same text prompt to generate art with Eponym ever again. A link to your minted NFT will be presented to anyone trying to create a design using the same text. So, I mean, is this kind of like a domain name squatting, or going to start like, using, just typing in whatever phrase, trying to create generated art from it? I imagine my name, John Miller, is probably already used. So I don't know. I'll find out. Art AI is the world's largest gallery of art generated art, started in 2019, Cambridge. Is that Cambridge, England, or Cambridge, Massachusetts? And we have developed the cutting edge of AI generated art using our proprietary technology. Now you can guide our algorithms to make what you want. Okay, so these are the collections. Let's see here. I don't think it's open right now. Let's go to this other page that popped up when I did the search. And this is eponym.art-ai.com. Okay, so use a text to image generator to create one of a kind artwork and mint it using the Ethereum network. Generation 2 minting is now closed. Okay, so Eponym Generation 2. You need to burn 2 Generation 1 Eponyms to mint a new Gen 2, and you can get them on OpenSea. So you can get the Generation 1 Eponyms on OpenSea. So Generation 2 will use an upgraded AI and allow more user control. Minting is now closed. So it looks like I missed that boat. So let's see what this NFT here looks like. I pressed play on it. Let's see if it's just taking a little bit to load. Okay, so somebody sit there and did the phrase streets of Paris. Ooh. Why don't they do like the streets of Boise, It's always like Paris or London, pick some crap hole town, Not that Boise's a crap hole town. I've never been there, so I can't speak. All right, so how does it work? Connect MetaMask wallet, type any word or short text, mint your artwork as an NFT. Our vision, a fully decentralized AI art collection on the blockchain. Actually, I would like to see, some dumpy little town be created as art. Paris and London and New York, they get all the attention. What about like the average life and the average person, living in some crappy suburb outside of, some large city, Houston has a bunch of crappy suburbs around it, streets of Sugarland. Just be like Best Buy, it would be Bed Bath and Beyond, just some shopping center. And so anyway, Eponym is the world's largest collectively created NFT art collection. It is the results of the creativity and artist sensitivity of more than 3,000 collectors from around the world. In its essence, Eponym is the ultimate decentralized AI art collection. The combination of the minting interface and burning mechanisms makes the community members the exclusive creators, curators, and collectors of Eponage. Did they have a typo there? Yeah. So our values, the community will be the ultimate creator of the art. The community will decide the value of the art. Our collectors should be rewarded for helping us create this amazing project. New people should have a way to participate in this project in the future. We will always listen to the community and be available for communication. We'll be transparent with the community and explain the rationale behind every decision we make. And swapping mechanism. Not all texts are equal. Not all designs are the same. We must destroy. We must rebuild. We must improve. The community will decide in bold which Eponyms will remain available and which Eponyms will become irrelevant. It's up to you. See, that's the funny thing too, though, is time itself is a factor in art, because what a community might decide is irrelevant right now, later on might be amazing, look at things that we value now of the past that during the past were just absolutely lame. Like for instance, a Happy Meal toys from the 80s. If you go to eBay, you can search Happy Meal toys from the 80s, and people are buying those things for a lot of money. But during the 80s, that was just basically trash, you know? So time is a factor in here. So I don't think that any community or any one person or anything like that can really decide what is valuable and relevant and what deserves to go into this incinerator. You know, what might be offensive now as well might be completely valuable 30 years from now too, you know, or trash now. So you never know, you know, that's just my little two cents on it. Anyway, it's up to you to decide what eponym will look like in the future. To allow this, we will introduce a swapping mechanism, letting you exchange two existing eponyms for a new one. The new eponyms will be listed in a different collection called Eponym Gen 2. So I imagine the Eponym Gen 1s will be worth a lot later on, you know, especially, you know, I'm sure that all the rich people are, you know, sitting here jumping on the bandwagon with this. The exchange eponyms will be sent to a graveyard address. You'll be able to see the exchange dart, but it won't be tradable. This will be a constantly self-optimizing collection. Interesting. So, yeah, this is pretty cool, though. To add more value to owning an eponym, owners of eponyms can claim a 7K high-definition file of their eponym. Ownership of eponym will come with full commercial rights. You are free to use it in any way you wish. Okay, so do you get to keep, or are you still able to view the eponym in the graveyard? I wonder if in the future, if people are going to still try to like scrounge some value from that, even though you can't trade it or won't be able to do anything with it. What if people were to start creating like derivative tokens or something like that, representative of the graveyard image, and then they resurrect some value somehow? I don't know. I mean, this is just all thought, you know, because, you know, people, you know, they when they see value, they get greedy and they want to find a way to extract that value. It's just human nature. So I don't know. Ownership of an eponym will come with full commercial rights. You're free to use it in any way you wish. We are amazed by this community and we want you all to enjoy your art in many forms and present it however you wish. So watch out. Physical art collectibles coming. Finally, stay tuned. We're working on additional ways to enhance your ability to govern how this collection develops in the future. So here's some of their favorite NFTs. Love is all around us. Favorite nephew, last days of summer, 420-69-888. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right. So that's that. I guess I can't really mint one right now because looks like the Gen 2 minting is now closed. Let me go to this other one here, view the collections. Now it looks like the minting is closed. So let's view the collections. Let me look at generation one and see what's available real quick. I don't know. I mean, you decide, you know, do you think that generative AI generative art is cool? Or do you think it's just, you know, something else that'll just like pop and fade and whatever, you know? I'm sure all the rich people will find a way to find some value in it. A lot of people say, well, you know, how come, you know, somebody justify paying millions of dollars for a CryptoPunk or a Bored Ape? I don't think it's necessarily a lot of times the art itself. It's the perks and it's the connections and it's the network that comes with saying you own one. You know, all these celebrities aren't buying CryptoPunks and Bored Apes because they love the art. They're buying it so they can have access, social access, to a lot of other people that have the same thing. And it opens a lot of doors for a lot of people, a lot of very wealthy people. That to me is probably what the gist of it is all about. So here's Eponym by AIR. It's taking a while to load. Top bid 0.0011 Ethereum for this one right here. I mean, some of these are still pretty low, so it's pretty attainable. Interesting. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll grab one I don't know, man. Here's one literally shaking right now. That's what that generated. Interesting. Okay, cool. Well, the club not going to make it. Stardust. A gaunt woman who wears a rawhide jacket. All right. ETH is ultrasound money. That's what that generated. Not what I would have expected it to be, but hey, it's the machine that interprets it. Not a human being. Dead space. Buffet. Yeah, are they talking about Cracker Barrel I don't know, Boo Boo and Pookie. Okay, so interesting. So does the machine look at these words and interpret these words in the same way that human beings do, or do they look at them as bytecode, ones and zeros, representing, you know, for instance, like the letter A in bytecode is like, you know, 0001001000, you know, it's like 8 zeros and ones all together. Does the machine interpret letters and words like that, or does it like interpret an actual image, some kind of archetypal image, like in the way that humans do to represent a word? I don't know. So, I don't know. Anyway, so interesting. Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting article. I like AI. I like all this interesting stuff. I'm not saying that I want to integrate humans with AI, and I don't want AI to run the world, for that matter. It's fascinating to me. So I figured I would read this article today on today's episode. You never know what's going to happen on each episode daily. So, what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to choose to talk about. I ended up going 36 minutes, damn it. All right, I got to get on to some actual work today. My work and DAO work and podcast work. I got to work. I got to do stuff. All right. Well, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for making it to the end of this program. If you actually like this content, give a thumbs up. And if you want to hear more, just hit the subscribe button. I'm available on YouTube, Odyssey, and BitChute, and on all the major podcasting platforms in audio version. Spotify specifically. If you would like to follow and leave a review, that would help a lot. I am also available on Twitter at EurekaJohn1. That's EUREKA John, JOHN, and the number 1. My DMs are always open. Feel free to shoot me a message. If you would like to donate some stablecoin or Ethereum, please feel free to send it to eurekajohn.crypto or eurekajohn.eth. This will help with the gas costs for all these protocols that I mess around with. Because that gas adds up, and I ain't rich. Yet. Thanks again.